Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today. Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care on this Tuesday morning. As always, I am thankful and grateful that you're choosing to spend time with me. Today, I'm talking to Kirsten Beske. I hope I didn't butcher her last name too badly. She is what we are calling a redesign coach, which I think is a really cool way to talk about how you're defining what's next in your life. So I think we're going to be having an interesting conversation, being that it's 2024, it's the start of a new year. And I think this topic is going to come right on time for so many of you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. And you said my last name perfectly.
Ah, I love it. Thank you. Must be something in the energy here. So what exactly is a redesign coach?
So a redesign coach, as opposed to, say, a reinvention coach, a redesign coach is, for me, what I kind of concocted because I was working with women who were thoroughly established, accomplished women in their fields, but who were really just kind of done with what they were doing. And so we needed to figure out a way that we could redesign the pieces of their life that were important to them and just put them in a different order and redesign them into a different way so that they work better and were more aligned for whatever the next chapter of their life was going to be. So it just felt like the right word because we were just working with the different pieces and maybe leaving out a piece or two that didn't serve them anymore or bringing in a piece or two that would serve them better. So I loved the phrase and I stuck with it.
I like it. I think it's catchy. It's different. And I think it, you know, sparks curiosity, which is the point, right? So what are the pieces of your life then?
Well, so I really love a framework, that I learned. Let me give you a little background. I was an attorney for over 14 years. So wow. I had a private practice. I was a partner. I was a litigator. I tried cases in court, and then I had a couple kids, and one of them, both of them almost died. Both of them are perfectly healthy today, so I won't leave you with that. But one had open heart surgery at 3 weeks to remove a tumor. And then my son was born 2 weeks after the 9/11 attacks because he was supposed to be born in January of the following year, and instead he was born September 26th. Right before I was supposed to go to a funeral service for a dear friend of mine who had died in one of the towers. So The poor kid came into the world, 1 pound, 11 ounces, fighting for his life. And so if you can recall during that time, it was a pretty dark time, just like complicated times we're in now. And you really asked yourself, you know, why am I bringing children into this world? And what is the point, right? When we're going to just die in a tower or going to work one day. So I went through my own little existential crisis once everyone was healthy and moving on. I let myself kind of do that little take a moment and reconsider what I wanted to do with my life. And I had gone into the law to help people, but when you come out of law school with lots of loans, you have to take a good paying job, and the good paying jobs often are for big companies, right? So I was earning my way through the world. Working for big companies which, you know, there's nothing wrong with, but it wasn't meeting my personal value, which was of being able to elevate people in the world. So I took a little time and consulted with a coach myself back then and realized that what I'd love to do more than anything in the world was go back to school and get a master's in clinical psychology. And it just seemed like this crazy, crazy luxury path that I could barely allow myself to do. But it really aligned with what my value system was and what I wanted at that time of my life. So I did it, thankfully, with the support of my then husband. And I then had a private practice in psychotherapy for over a decade until I learned about positive psychology, which is the science of how we thrive.
Totally.
So, yeah. So this is what I...
in that field as well. So,
And so... it's taking all the research and evidence-based studies that we have and really looking at, instead of what's wrong with people, which is what they taught us, you know, when I got my clinical psychology degree, is all the things that are wrong with people, and here's the labels for them. So, you know, this other alternative is like, let's study what's right with people and what people can do to really thrive in their lives. So that's what I use as my framework. And if we, you know, if your listeners want my little, I have like a little freebie that outlines the pillars of this positive psychology. But that's where I like to start with people, where, you know, these are the things that, you know, we have proven are really important to people. And we really can use that as a framework to start looking into ourselves. And then we get to, you know, figure out who we really are, how we best operate. And then apply that to kind of this framework and move and then design what we want from there. So that's kind of the starting point for me.
Oh, I like that. So I'm guessing, just correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm just going to brainstorm here for a minute. When we talk about the things, because there was a lot in your backstory there that you shared. It's like, let's study what's right with our lives. I like that. I think that's, that can look any number of ways for people. But then you said, let's look at the things that are important and how we best operate. So I'm just going to throw out some examples here and you, we can kind of talk about that. So to me, as a business owner, obviously, you know, I've been an entrepreneur at heart ever since I was 10 years old when I had a lemonade stand, right? It was like, Mom always said that was my first business and she was right. But you know, we think about what we do in the world in terms of our occupation or our living, whether that's we work for ourselves or for somebody else, because, you know, we want to be able to not just make a living, but be able to create value in the world and change people's lives, right? Then we look at like our personal lives, our personal goals and ambitions and however you want to define that, our health and fitness, right? It's our responsibility to take care of our mind and body. And then there's our spiritual health, right? With whatever higher power, you know, we view as our higher power. So those are just four things that come to my mind when I talk about the pieces of our life. And don't get me wrong, when I talk about personal life, I'm talking about relationships and family and, you know, things like that. I don't want to sound like I'm not including that at all.
Right. Well, those are definitely totally part of the framework that I use as well. There's a couple extra, so I'll just add on there. Okay. You know, our habits of thought is the way I like to think of it. Another word is, you know, people talk about positive thinking, but that I don't like that phrase because it falsely makes you think of like toxic plus positivity, and we don't need that. But habits of thought and our self-talk and the way we talk to ourselves and shifting our habits of thought into more useful patterns is a really important piece of shifting from the inside out. And it can take a little time, but you know, one of the pillars of how we thrive is having really good, healthy habits of thought. Another pillar is engagement and fun, right? So what do we do that we get super engaged in, and how do we have fun? What captures your interest and motivates you? And are you curious about it and you enjoy? So really taking a moment or two, and especially as adults, right? We tend to take things so seriously. And yet time after time, they've proven that play and being engaged and getting into that sense of flow are all very important to kind of that overall sense of well-being. So it's great.
So, like help spark creativity in us. That's where we might come up with the next goal or the plan or the business idea or the idea to start a charity or whatever, you know, it's just whatever's near and dear to our hearts.
Yep. It gives you that space to let those ideas percolate up and come to the surface. So, that's great. You mentioned relationships and I think everyone on the surface knows, relationships are important, but the science proves over and over again that if you have at least one or two really healthy adult relationships, whether they're a primary partner or just a very good friend, not only helps your mental health, but also they've shown helps your physical health. So, you know, as they age, people who are in solid marriages tend to actually have measurable health differences as well. There was that one really long Harvard study that showed that it was like this 80 year old long study that showed that, you know, measurable things like blood pressure and all those measures of health were also better when there was another person involved in a healthy relationship.
We're created to be with other people. We learned that in the pandemic, that people don't do well when they're isolated, you know. Now, yep.
Now, granted, there are people who are just not extroverts by nature, right? There are plenty of introverts in the world. But that's not to say that those people are better off like being behind a computer and being at home by themselves and never seeing other people. So, you know, we need to be with other people. We're energetic creatures and we do better when we're in community.
Right. And I, as one of those introverts, I will tell you that was a piece of self-knowledge that over time has really helped me out as I've developed my personal style, because, you know, the world is really kind of it's mostly, it rewards extroversion, right? And so those of us who need a little extra downtime or rest and rejuvenation from being social, which is the true definition of being introvert, you know, we get to design that into our life as well, right? Yeah. So, you know, maybe you could do three, I'm assuming you're an extrovert. You may not be.
I'm an off the charts extrovert. So.
That was energetic sense I got from you. Yeah. But you could probably do three of these podcast interviews in a row and be fine, and maybe even be like on a real roll by the third one. Whereas for me, if I scheduled more than one in a day, it would really deplete me. You know, I will use all my extroverted energy. So just making sure you build your own personal style into the way you design your life in that way. And so as I was thinking of, you're saying introverts liked the pandemic. And I think actually across the board, that was probably true. But some of us got to find what was the actual floor to the limits of our introversion, right? I don't think I would have ever said to you, oh, I might have too much alone time. And yeah,
Everybody thought that in the beginning.
Yeah. Right. But I found it. Yeah, I found the bottom. And it was a great thing to know, because then you get to value putting in the right relationships and spending the time with the right people. So, and that's true of
people. I'm not going to really call it a reset, but I think a lot of people, you know, kind of found, I don't even want to call it a balance. I think for a lot of people, I think you hit the nail on the head where they found the bottom. You know, they mm-hmm. were like, it's like, let's clear this out and let's start over. And a lot of people did that.
Right. So, there's always that other side of the coin for all of our experiences, you know, whether they're good or bad, as long as you stay open and curious, like, what am I learning from this? Right.
I love that. I think we're so quick to be judgmental and we're so quick to be reactive. And, you know, unfortunately, social media doesn't help with that, you know? And so I love that you're just harping, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, you know, mentioning how important it is to, you know, be curious and ask questions. And look, just because you've done something one way for a long time doesn't mean that you can't change and do something else.
Right. And that's what actually the next pillar of in my thriving matrix is purpose and meaning, right? So, over time, you know, this idea that people need a sense of purpose and meaning that is even beyond themselves, right? So you talked about spirituality. That can definitely come under this umbrella. But other people who don't necessarily have a spiritual practice, they wouldn't say, can really find a lot of purpose and meaning in their own way, right? And so the research shows to have a purpose and have some meaning beyond yourself in life is a real big driver of a sense of well-being. And so one thing I was thinking when you were talking was that the part where it changes at every stage of life. So our sense of purpose and meaning at age 20 is going to be different than in our 30s and different than in our 40s, and keeps shifting and changing in our 50s and 60s as we get to reinvent what that next chapter is going to look like. And so it's really important to take that time to reflect, you know, what's important to me now. And, you know, for people who have children and raised families, the demarcation of these phases can be very stark. You know, like there's the baby phase and then there's the they leave for college and I'm all alone phase, you know, the empty nesting phase. But it really doesn't have to be. It can be marked by so many other things as well. So just knowing that your sense of purpose can change over time, and that's okay. It just it's good for you to know as kind of your North Star of your compass, what is my sense of purpose? And so that's
And also to your point, because I use a compass in all of my teachings is, you know, what is that anchor point for you? You know, mm-hmm. and my health and the health and fitness expert in me it says that your anchor, you want to use good, solid habits as your anchors, you know, and then create from there. But then the business strategist and coach in me is like, let's use this as kind of a launch pad, as a jump off point, because we want to align. If we're going to spend a lot of our time on our business or our profession or job or how we're seen in the world, you know, we want to make sure that what we're doing really lines up with that, so that we end up, you know, really expressing and embodying what that purpose and meaning is for us.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is C-E-L-L-E-V-8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Right. And the sense, the idea of legacy and impact on the world, it's always important to kind of keep that somewhere in your equation as you're figuring out.
Yeah. And, you know, and to your point, I don't know that a lot of people really understand the importance of that when you get to a certain point in your life. I think a lot of people have tricky thoughts that, oh, I've just done this for most of my life and now I'm in retirement, right? It's like, you know, I've got a client right now that I'm working with. She's a CPA. I think I told you about her before we hit record. And that, you know, she's traditionally used to helping people prepare their tax returns. But in that process, she has a lot of conversations with people about, you know, what is it? What's next for you? You know, what is it? What do you want your retirement to look like? And, you know, she's not really a financial planner, but, you know, what she really sees herself doing is kind of being the person to, you know, redesign what retirement really looks like, you know, and being intentional about how we create that.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned retirement, because I think more and more people are really trying to figure out how to stay as active as possible in their retirement, both physically for their health, but also, you know, mentally and being engaged.
Absolutely.
And still getting some sense of achievement, right? That's another pillar. Like, how do you get achievement and gratification if you're not challenging yourself in some way, right?
Yeah, well, and it's also, to your point, finding that purpose and meaning in retirement. I mean, my dad's a retired physician and he's worked since he was 13 years old. And he retired just short of his 80th birthday. And he loved what he did. He still thinks of himself as, you know, a scientist and a physician. But what he loved the most was the patient care, was the interaction every day with his patients. Right. And so in retirement, it's really just about him continuing to do things that make him feel, you know, like his life, like his career, if you will, he still is able to serve the public because he's been a public servant most of his life.
Right. And I have a mother that's similar, not a doctor, but owned a civil engineering company for years and years. And she is still working, you know, and she's 83 and she does it because it's her passion. Like, she just loves people. Yeah. So, you know, there's no reason to stop. There's also no reason to continue if you have lots of other things that you might.
Well, and I just think we have to keep having this conversation, because I think for a long time, there was sort of the stigma associated. Why is she still working? She's 75 or 80 or whatever. Why is she still working? You know, does she need to keep working? And it's like, what does it matter? If you love what you do, so what? You can keep doing it.
Right, right. And you'll be happier. Right.
Yeah. So, I love that. I love that. Yeah. So real quick, before we wrap up, I'm just wondering, like, for the person listening out there who's thinking, God, all of this is really getting me excited. Maybe I need to look at how the pieces of my life fit together. I'm thinking, what are your best tips, pieces of advice, anything that you can offer someone that they can walk away with and maybe begin that process on their own today? What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I'll say good for you. Congratulations. Because, right, that's the first step to change, is just even thinking that maybe there's something to look at.
Right.
So fantastic. I have always relied on journaling as one of my favorite tools to move myself forward in life. And now, not, you know, not everyone likes journaling, but the kind of journaling I'm talking about is just literally sitting and writing stream of consciousness for a certain amount of time or a certain amount of pages. You know, I usually recommend 10 to 15 minutes minimum. And the reason is, when you start journaling and you get in the habit of it, it's almost like having a conversation with yourself, but it ends up being your higher self, right? You can have this conversation with that wiser part of yourself that knows so much already, but you just haven't tapped into it yet. So yeah. I think that that's like a really fantastic first step if you're just starting to get to know that you want something different, but you're not sure what.
So I love that. I had a guest on my show last year sometime, and she teaches a very unique way to journal, and she calls it dump the dump.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, brain dump is, you know, what really comes to most people's mind, but that's what she calls it, dump the dump.
So the phrase dump the dump. Well, what I tell my clients is that dumping part is vital, because it helps clear out the garbage so you can get down to the more interesting stuff if you give it enough time. So I love that.
Because a lot of people are just in go mode all the time. You know, it's like they have two speeds, fast forward and stop, you know, and there's like nothing really in between. So it's really like a process that I really feel like is talked about almost ad nauseum. But I don't think that enough people really understand not just the significance of it, but like the different ways that you can do it and why that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that that's absolutely spot on. And, you know, obviously, if you do some work with someone like yourself or someone like myself, you know, getting a coach or a guide that can like give you the framework to start thinking about things, I think is invaluable. It's a shortcut, really, is what it is. It's not that you couldn't get there eventually on your own, because you could, but maybe you could do it in a year instead of four, right?
You know, I think to your point, I think it's always, you know, I think in general, as a society, you know, we're always hurrying up, it seems like, to do things. But to your point, I feel like, you know, having time with a mentor or a coach to help you kind of navigate the pitfalls, you know, because look, it's like my coach tells me, you can't read the label inside the bottle. You know, I mean, you can know all the right things and do all the right things and still end up in a rabbit hole. And this is why, you know, having someone to hold you accountable and, you know, help you see what your blind spots are is so key for personal growth, I think.
Absolutely. And since I work with a lot of high achievers, that they're already so hard on themselves, they do not need any more, you know, strict or harsh feedback. They just need to be held, supported, and reflected back for who they are. And that's a wonderful little container to just be able to not get stuck in those, you know, when you get down on yourself or whatever, you know, all the negative mindsets that can come up when you're starting to try to accomplish something that's new and different.
No, I totally agree. I could not have said it better. So where can people connect with you?
Well, so I'm on social media, much to my dismay, right? Because we have to be. I do have a website, which is my name, kirstenbeske.com, but I am on LinkedIn and Facebook. And so I answer all my own emails. So if you want to shoot me an email or just come on to follow me on any of those social media channels, I'm also on Instagram, that would be great.
Okay. And you mentioned that you had a freebie, or did I not hear that right?
No, you heard right. I just gave a masterclass the other night. And so I have a new freebie, the evidence-based pillars of thriving, that talk about those pillars we went through. So you can kind of have them in one place and take a look at them.
And that's on your website.
And that's on my website and on my social media platforms. Yeah.
Ah, got it. Okay. So it'd be really easy for people to find it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Super. Thank you so much for making time to talk to me today. Such a great conversation.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Allison.
Absolutely. So folks out there listening, if you, what we talked about today really kind of sparked some interest for you or some curiosity, you know, if you've been following me for any length of time, you know, I'm always talking about we don't get to a certain point in our life and we're done. We don't get to a certain point in our life and think that it's too late for us. One of the things I always say is that it's never too late, you know, and too, that we're never really behind. You know, we can always start something new today, you know, if that's what you choose. So if what we talked about today really aligned for you, or you would like to learn more about Kirsten and what she does, please go to her website. You'll find that link in the show notes, kirstenbeske.com. You'll also find her social media handles there as well. And if you'd like to take advantage of her freebie, the evidence-based pillars of thriving, you can find that on her website or on her social media handles as well. So definitely make sure that you do that. And look, if this conversation has been inspirational or helpful for you in any way, and you would like to share it with a friend or a business colleague, please just copy the link and feel free to do that as a free gift from me. And if you like, you can go to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and connect with me there, and I will take care of it for you, or someone on my team will do it for you. Because really, this is how we keep change going, right? This is how we start a movement. And this is why, after almost 5 years on the air, we are always ranked in the top of the search engines both of our podcasts, this one and my business show, Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. It's because of people like you who consistently listen, share, subscribe. I love always getting your feedback. So if you feel so moved or inclined, if something really landed with you, please let us know what that is. You can connect with me on my site. Again, that address is www.theallisonk.com, and connect with me and just let me know. We'll be happy to send you a little free gift as a token of our appreciation. So just know that we are here because of you. And this is exactly why I do my show, is to bring you the best value and with the most amazing guests, in the hopes that it sort of impacts the way that you do your self-care. And being that it's the start of 2024, it might be time to take a look at that. So please feel free to reach out and let me know if I can help you in any way. Like my guest just said, I do answer all of my emails too. And I'm always happy to hear from you. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.